Elise Stefanik, Kathy Hochul shows pattern of insensitivity with recent liquor store remark at Black Church. By Jasmine Jordan on September 8, 2025. House Republican Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik, RNY, rebuked New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D, after she told a predominantly African-American church audience not to run to the liquor store with state inflation rebate checks, marking the second time the governor has faced backlash for comments directed at the Black community. From the pulpit on Sunday, Governor Kathy Hochul addressed the predominantly Black congregation at True Bethel Baptist Church about the state's upcoming inflation rebate checks. Checks are coming out soon. Watch the mail. Okay. Okay. Don't spend it all in one day. Get something you really need. Okay. Don't stop by the liquor store. Okay. Buy something for the kids. Buy them some food. Sometimes I have to stop by the liquor store, too. I understand. It's all right, it's all right, Hochul remarked. Representative Elise Stefanik released a statement denouncing Hochul's language, pointing out Hochul's pattern of dismissive messages toward the Black community, raising concerns about a double standard, and pressing the governor to apologize. This is not the first time Kathy Hochul has insulted the Black community and spoken in a condescending, lecturing tone towards African Americans. Hochul is now showing a disturbing pattern of racial insensitivity by doubling down on her arrogant and patronizing tone towards the African American community, she asserted. First, Hochul said Black kids don't know what a computer is. Next, she assumes the Black community is full of alcoholics who will blow inflation checks on liquor. If a Republican said this in front of a Black church, Al Sharpton and Democrats would demand apologies and resignations. Hochul should apologize for insulting the African American community not once, but twice now, Stefanik continued. The governor previously came under fire in May 2024 for comments about children in the Bronx. Right now, we have young Black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word computer is, Hochul stated during a Milken Institute discussion at the time. They don't know these things. Sunday's remarks and Stefanik's response come as the congresswoman has taken a prominent role in national debates over race and education. Last week, Stefanik introduced the Fairness in Higher Education Accreditation Act, legislation aimed at blocking accreditors from requiring colleges to adopt diversity quotas. The bill, modeled on an executive order issued by President Donald Trump in April, emphasizes protections for free speech, academic freedom, and religious institutions.